This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing with Shavuot Daf. Shavuot, we're learning Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. We're up to Sif Gimel. I just want to revisit something in Sif Beis. The Mechaber said that if in a region that needs rain in the summer, an individual made a mistake and he asked for rain, he does not have to go back again. And if he wants, he could daven again b'taras nedava. He doesn't have to. But he's not mechuyev to. So even though he should not ask for rain, but if he did, he doesn't have to go back. If he wants to daven again, he could. The Mishnah Berurah said, ayin bebir halacha, that if it was not a drought and he asked for rain from Pesach till Shavuos, so even if they needed rain but it wasn't a drought, then he would have to go back. He wouldn't have to go back as a tefilas choiva, but he would have to go back and daven a tefilas nedava. The bir halacha de rehamaschal hatzrichim mata says mashma ktsas mila shenzeh didavka kishenetzar hamater. This lashon hatzrichim is mashma a little bit that there was a drought. Otherwise, you have to go back. I be'anias daiti would not have made that diak. I would not have said that the lashon of hatzrichim matar implies that there was atziras geshamim. I would have thought hatzrichim matar means it's a little dry, but not that it's a full, it's a legitimate drought. But the way the Bir Halacha reads it is, it's mashma, there's a drought. Even though, otherwise, you have to go back, even though, afal pi shageshem b'makam hu einoy siman klala, even though it's not a siman klala. Ulufima de mashma mitshuvas harasha mimena makardin za. In places that they still need rain in the spring, like in Germany, then it would be like winter in Eretz Yisrael, but b'diavad you don't have to go back. Then the Bir Halacha, that Ta Ba Yachid, has another diak. He says it's Pashat, that if the whole Tzibur or the Shel Tzibur made a mistake and asked for rain, they don't have to go back. Why? The whole reason is, like the Mari says, to be'emes nirin divrei harash, the words of the rush seem to be correct. V'yesh lismach olav al kapanim le'inyan diyeved. So then, mali yachid, mali Shel Tzibur, mali Tzibur. Aye, why did it pick a yachid? Why didn't it pick a bigger chiddush? V'hai dinaka yachid l'revusa, for a bigger chiddush. The case of yachid teaches me a bigger chiddush. Afilu imrak yachid sho'al talumatar. Even if only an individual asked for rain, sheloi kemina kala tzibor, meaning the yachid is doing something contrary to what the rest of the tzibor is doing, nevertheless, he is not required to go back. Now, the next bir halacha, v'sha al matar, what did this guy do? He asked for rain. Did he say mashvach mar agashem? No, he didn't say mashvach mar agashem. He only asked for rain in Baruch Aleinu. The Bir Halacha here says, Masha shebegeshem loy ta'a, elesnaye kishar bnei adam v'loy hizker. He didn't say Masha ruch margashem. Nevertheless, even though you would think maybe he has to go back because his Shman Esrei is a stira m'nei obey. He did not say Masha ruch margashem, and he still asked for rain in Baruch Aleinu. He's not mechuyev to go back. Afilu hachi in mechuyev mitzad din lachzos palel. So the Bir Halacha asks, if that's the case, the whole reason why you don't have to go back is maybe the halacha is like the rush, that the zman shela is nimshach, so then the zman hazkara is also nimshach. If the zman hazkara is nimshach, l'char you have to go back because you didn't say geshem. because the Lashon of the Rosh is, in these Medinois, the din of Chazara, Moed HaGeshem, from Sukkot and on, is like in Eretz Yisrael from Pesach and on. That's the Kasha of the Bir Halacha. Okay, let's continue in Siv Gimel. So the southern hemisphere is still very unclear. Avoid, don't go there. Who said you should go there? Unless you have to, you know. Im shal matar b'mayis hachama machzir noisai. If you ask for rain in the summer, you have to go back. It doesn't matter if you said v'sein matar levracha or you added tal, bein shishal tal ayla. It doesn't matter if you said tal. Tal is irrelevant. Let's say you said v'sein tal levracha. Of course you don't have to go back. We said that earlier. What if you said v'sein taluma? Never mind. Yeah? What's halacha? The Eish Avraham Mucha says you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. Because maybe legabe this here or kedibur? V'afar ani tachas kapas ragla, but I would not have said that. That if you said v'sein talum, you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. What? You didn't say anything. Here kedibur? We don't say here kedibur. Why here would we say here kedibur? Because you said part of a dibur? Also, I don't think there was any hear-her over here. There's no... I don't think this guy was thinking anything. Okay. What if during the summer, you didn't say v'sein talumat bracha, but you didn't say v'sein bracha? You know, we never discussed that. Let's say a guy... He said, Baruch Alina Zoshana Zois Vaskomei Sosa V'sein Zoshana Zois V'sabeinu Mitubecha. He didn't say V'sein Bracha. Says Reb Chaim Kievsky, a big chiddush. La Yatza. La Yatza. What? Mehechi Tesi. I'm asking. Where... Since when is v'sein bracha? Let me ask you a question. Let's say you say Rifa'inu Hashem Nei Rafei Hoishenu Mi'Yivashaya V'Halei Rufu Shalei Melucham Agaseinu Ki Roifei Ata. And you just leave out words. You have to go back? Avad or not? None of the words are ma'akev. So since when is v'sein bracha ma'akev? Yeah, speak to your people. Yeah? I don't know what the makar of this is. Why should that be? Why should you not be yoytze? If you say mehechi tezi, you have to say the same bracha. It says that somewhere. It says in Shas. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to say the same bracha. Anyway, that's our kasha for today. What if you ask... Okay, let's go a little further. Be mois hacham. If you ask for rain in the summer, ayin le'el b'sif katan yiralaf ayin b'rablacha. Dim shah matar achar achag. Let's say you ask for rain after Sukkot. Af koydim shishim yoyim d'tkufa b'medina satzvichas al-matar b'tchilas ha-choyref. Tzarech lachzos v'al rak b'tars nadava. We said earlier, in sif katan yiralaf, I'm looking. Where did we say that? That was in the Sivkatan right before Yud Beis. Yeah, that was what we saw yesterday. That if you ask for rain, look in the Bir Halacha. If you ask for rain after Sukkot, before 60 days, and it's a medina that needs rain, you only have to go back v'taras nadava. Really? But if they need rain, why do you even have to go back? Maybe you're allowed to go back. Why do you have to go back? I guess it's not a drought. That's what the other Bir Halacha said. Because not a drought, it just you need the rain. What if you were Shoyal Talu Matar in Eretz Yisrael after Sukkot, before Zayin Cheshvan? Rav Shlomo Zalman says you don't have to go back. Why? Because be'etzem it's the zman of geshamim. The only reason we didn't is because of the Oilei Regalim. Bizman Hazeh, it's also Shaykh Oilei Regalim. Because they come to Eretz Yisrael, there's still a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel Bizman Hazeh. And especially nowadays, where the only way to get home is to walk, it's definitely inyan of Aliyah L'Regel. And you don't have to go, you should have to go back. Because Lamaisa, the reason of Oilei Regalim isn't. In other words, the question is, why does he pass and you don't have to go back? The reason of Oilei Regalim is still Shayach. But nowadays, rain is not so mafriya the Oilei Regalim, and therefore you won't have to go back. Rebbe Yashiv agrees. Rebbe Yashiv says, if you ask for rain in Eretz Yisrael, right after Sukkot, you don't have to go back. However, the Chazon Ish says, you do go back. I would have also thought you have to go back. Lemaisa Chazal were Masake not to say B'sein Talamat El Vracha before Zayin Cheshvan. So what the reason is because of Oilei Regalim, so it's not so Shaykh B'zman Hazeh? We're going to start darshaning if the Chachamim say a din. What Eretz Yisrael is a din of Tzrichim L'Geshem? Or the Pshat is... That's not what they say. They say it's Zaman Geshamim. Okay, weiter. Machzir noisai. So if you ask for rain in the summer, you have to go back. Hainu im akar raglav chozer rosh hatfilah. If you already took your 3 steps back, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Vim lo yakar raglav. If you didn't take the 3 steps back, chozer tchilas berchas hashanim. You go back to baruch aleinu. Right? You know that. That if you don't say the same talamat of bracha, you go back to baruch aleinu. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Vafilum nizkar koydim shasiyim abracha. Even if you remembered before you finished the bracha, Yachzor gam ken l'tchilas berchas hashanim va'ayim beber halach. Let's say like this. This guy said the same talumat of bracha. So if he was oikar raglav, we go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If he was not oikar raglav, we go to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. Let's say he remembered after he said Baruch Ata Hashem Mevarech, and he didn't finish Hashanim, he has to go back to the beginning of Berchas Hashanim. Now, look in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, "I'm Shaw Matar." Ayin b'Mishaburu the Tzach Lagos Chilas Berachas Hashanim. V'im Loi Hischel Rak Mi V'Sein Bracha. If he only started V'Sein Bracha, Loi Mi Bayim Nizkar B'Tachkadei Dibor. For sure, if it's still Tachkadei Dibor Vada Yatsa B'Diavet. Ela Afilu Im La Achar Kadei Dibor. Let's say Achar Kadei Dibor, he began V'Sein Bracha. Uvar shenaseinu v'siyem habracha yatsa b'diavad. What is he yatsa b'diavad? Oh, you mean la'achar k'dei dibur of saying v'sein talmat habracha, he then said v'sein bracha, it's okay. Okay, Rabbi said, we'll hold it over here. Tomorrow we'll continue in Sif Dalad. Have a great day, everyone. Kol tov. See if you could find out why if you forget the words v'sein bracha, you have to go back. What?
Recording stopped.
They didn't even.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.